Today I want to talk about my project for the week. I'm working on a project, and it's an 8-week project, so it's not all done in one day. And the project is really it's with the object-oriented programming. So I'm not actually programming a system. What I'm doing, because the class is more centered around high-level concepts. So it's not actually, you know, heads down in a software system in the weeds building a system, but looking at sort of how it's going to be designed. But not so much of creating prototypes and documentation for how that system is going to look. Because we don't really have standardized processes. I mean, we do the analysis phase. We do like the requirements analysis. We document what the system should do and what the system currently does. And so rather than doing a new system, I'm going to evaluate an existing system for change. And it's not just how the television works, how the smart TV works, but what we're doing in terms of, you know, what I'm going to do with the project. Right now, it's kind of screwed up because the class is driving it towards business process analysis, which you can't do that while you're working on an overall project. You can't analyze the business process of the smart TV industry while you look at the industry as a whole and look at connector types, where to save documents, what it's used for, and how it can improve while looking at the content in media and creating a home storage solution or home automation solution. Business processes are not applicable. Use case scenarios are not applicable. So, you know, I have to appease my instructors and the class's discussion item of discussing those things. But the assignment, excuse me, I got a cough. The assignment is really to work on the 8-week project, which is a culmination of things we're learning in the class. So I already know how to do business process designs. They're just little, you can use a Visio system, Microsoft system, and document each step in the process. You can use a Microsoft Word document and say step one, do this, step two, do that. You can use the demonstration tools to do that. But reviewing a process is what's important. So technically you could review the process, the buying process of a smart home TV and how that works with your home entertainment system. But that entertainment system expands beyond just the devices. So I could do that, but that wouldn't be beneficial to show that sort of in a Visio diagram. That's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. It's not a waste of time to talk about it because I think it's important to know when to use those tools and when not to. I could throw my, you know, university under the bus for even asking and putting those two things together, but it's still helpful, you know? It's still very helpful, and I'm the only one in class anyways, so it's just me and Dr. Dan. So it's helpful. So the course project starts with a project document by applying the key concepts covered in the module and insights gained from reviewing the case studies on the CD that comes with the book. I haven't even reviewed it yet, but there's no submissions required for the task at this time. So I don't really have to work on it this weekend. But in looking at the course content and, you know, doing the homework, preparing to write this stuff, because it spans across 8 weeks. So it's not like you don't think about it and you don't want to get started right away. But you have to look at how the course content actually applies to the project. How am I going to fit that into how this project is going to work? Because right now my discussion items are about the Department of Motor Vehicles system in title and registering vehicles or obtaining a license. Totally unrelated to the buying and use of or improvement of the smart TV and media content industry, beyond just entertainment, but into home networking solutions and storage solutions or entertainment systems, beyond just what we know to be what we used to refer to as a stereo with some speakers. You know, the TV does all that now with some extra devices. So the question is, do I shift my project topic to appease this weird business style of ridiculousness and conforming to old concepts? Or do I try to apply the concepts to new technologies while changing the industry and helping people to understand this is how we used to do things? This is how we do things now, knowing and comparing that the TV has changed. The internet changed the TV. Not literally, right? The internet doesn't go in and change the television channel, but it changed the industry. So honestly, we'll be able to change the industry just having this discussion and knowing that the business process redesign or business process management is not applicable to all things. Although it is helpful, it is not applicable to all things. And when it is applicable is when you're a company that sells these things as packages. You sort of need to have a standardized business process for your buying and selling and installation, as well as the services that you provide in managing software applications that help to organize and manage media content. Right now, those software systems are all manual systems, things that people do to save and store their content being rentals, purchased media files, pictures, videos, speakers, headsets, internet routing boxes, computers, desktops, laptops, tablets, all cameras, web cameras, internet cameras, phone cameras, all those neat things that are all associated with the television and the internet. So the goal is to respond to and stay on track with the class and meet the requirements, but also look at the content of the class and how it is or is no longer applicable in those industries, or how it is applicable and can be translated and used for the everyday home buyer, home user. I don't like to call them users anymore. That's a bad word. You big user, you're just using me to learn more about technology. That's all right. It's valuable. It's totally valuable. So my project coming up, I'm going to work on the television and all the little devices that connect to it, and really the internet as a whole and how it works with the smart TV, and how we have so many gadgets. And you can buy a home theater system. You can buy a smart TV, connect to the internet, and you can have every gadget in the world and probably not see your own ridiculousness and be totally disorganized and at a loss for words until you see that this can actually and must get better. Must find a way to work together for things to improve. Because the USB port on your television is actually now a charging station for your motion detected LED lights that light up your kitchen and reduce your electricity bill. Your little $60 Bluetooth enabled, you know, $35 speaker has now the same output that four gigantic speakers once had, and no longer connects to the wall outlet, thereby again reducing your electricity bill and the amount of space required to put out the amount of sound desired. And it's better because it works with all sorts of different devices using the same connector. So I'm looking at all those things. And well, what does that mean in terms of that home theater system I was thinking about buying? Because it's got surround sound. And my Bluetooth devices, although they say it's supposed to, I can use more than one device to stream audio, it doesn't actually work. So how do I get past the shit that doesn't work, that says it works, but it doesn't work? Try again? I don't know. Don't buy the crap that is being sold right now. Stop buying the crap that's being sold. And if I could get the technology industry to stop, take some time off beyond just Chinese and Koreans, because you're not the people that I work with. You're not the only people in the world. Dell is not the only provider in the world. Booz Allen Hamilton is not the only provider consultant in the world. Sherry Wilson is not the only technical professional in the world. But I am the one that's speaking and working on it. So if I could get everyone to just stop buying and just take some time out to think about it and listen to what I have to say and watch industry change for the better. And you say, you know what, I'm glad I didn't buy that then. Because that's when we learn we have to hold out for a little while for something way better about to hit. That's why I didn't jump on your internet site and go buy five TVs. But that doesn't mean you go without TV for 5 years, because it takes 2 years just to put the fucking plan together. Sorry about the language. So that's what I'm working on. Mainly really looking at devices, how they work together, what can be consolidated and reduced. It used to be the main driver was environmental purposes for recycling. But now it's smaller devices, portable devices with similar connectors that save on electricity, but now and also work with other devices in a very organized, manageable way. So yes, my TV is a display. But I can't really, I don't have control over the organization. I have limited control over what is on my television in terms of applications. So I'm not trying to control the cable companies, but I'm trying to make the internet and the content a little bit better, focusing on personal media. And then also published media from third parties, because they work interchangeably now, right? You have internet TV. So you access that using your Wi-Fi, not your wifey. You know, she's not going to do everything for you. She might clean your TV and make sure it's connected properly and try to bogart the remote. But What I have for you is not streaming on the television unless you play it on your audio. So I don't want to get down in the weeds on this is an audio file. This is a .mp3. And how I do that is I upload that to my internet site and make that available. And how you stream that on your television and through your home system is by casting your screen, which allows you to use your speakers that are connected to your television. I mean, that's a nice step-by-step presentation of how you can do those things, but that's the lowest level of understanding of how technology works, and that's kind of a smack in my face to be asked to explain those kind of things or to even be internally motivated to do something like that. But the internal motivation comes from having children and wanting to make sure everyone's all on the same page and on board and knows how to do that kind of stuff. So if I have to vocalize that or put that in writing to make sure that everyone knows, then it takes me an hour. It might take someone else 20 years to figure that out. And that's another problem. Is total differentiation and knowledge. Somehow we just instinctively know how to pick up that remote control and turn it on and connect all those little wires, though. I don't know how that works. I guess you learn it, right? Just like you learn the little controller on a game piece. You learn it yourself by trial and error. But trial and error gets us in trouble. It wastes time. Right? So demonstrations are helpful, but I don't want to get down into being a demonstrator of technology because the technology I'm working on is not even available to you yet. You won't even be able to see it. So jumping into an investment room and asking for investors to invest in this technology, I don't even have anything written yet, but you would, I guarantee you would, but we're not there yet. And my company is not going to be one of those companies that goes and begs angel investors for startup seed money to get it going. That's not how I work. And that's how industry works for new ideas. And that's what's got us in trouble. That's why we have 500 small little applications running around of disconnection garbage. It looks good for $1, $2, $5. But it doesn't have staying power because they're all disconnected. Go to this app for that and this app for that and this app for that and five apps for that when nothing connects and works together. And at the end of the month when I have to do all my consolidation reports, I'm pissed off. So the little app industry, Google Play and Apple, screwed that shit up like you wouldn't believe. But they have games. Games are good for kids. That's about the only place that it's good for. Maybe a little app here and there to access your documents if you're a business person, or store your files if you want to be an organized person that manages media effectively for your family, your friends, and doing it carefully because now we have social media systems. But how do you write all that up in an 8-week project with a person, an instructor in a class who thinks this is a design class for object-oriented programming, which we're not programming anything, except I'm probably going to reprogram your mind a little bit, hopefully, and my own in the process for the better.